Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I'm BBD. That's Dan Canobio. The Yankees dropped this lineup like less than an hour to go till game time. So that's hilarious. Live on the tube confirmed. Hello, everybody. We love you. Dan, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. This has got to be the latest they've ever, you've done this a lot longer than me. Is this the latest a lineup has ever gone out?
I think both by time and proximity to the game, certainly on a pregame show, this has got to be the closest call.
Unbelievable. Will we ever know why? Probably not.
They were making a final decision on Bader. And it was like, well, if they're taking this long to decide, just sit them the week, you know?
Yeah, Bader's on the IL. Wortvedt goes down despite hitting. What are some of the other moves?
Goes back, which is the big part of that. And Franchy Cordero replaces.
Franchy!
Replaces Harrison Bader.
Welcome back, Franchy. Welcome back. Chat is just firing. They're waiting for this.
The people are excited. And I'm ready to tell them the lineup. If you want to do the honors, go right ahead. Otherwise, I have it in front of me.
I kind of want to read it because I think it's silly.
Go for it. Couple new developments.
Leading off, playing second base, Gleyber Torres. Batting second, the man who can do no wrong, Aaron Judge in right field. Batting third, where he belongs. Okay, folks, Willie Calhoun and DHing. Batting fourth, DJ LeMahieu at third. In left field, batting fifth, Isaiah Kiner for Leffa. Batting sixth, playing first base, Jake Bowers. Batting, so I always mess this up, seventh, playing shortstop, Anthony Volpe. Batting eighth, behind the dish, off the DL. Okay, get on your knees and squat, Jose Trevino. That sounded weird. And Greg Allen, center field, roaming it while Bader is out. So that, my friends, is a lineup. IKF batting fifth, Bowers batting sixth, Calhoun third.
I think technically our first look at first baseman Jake Bowers, which, I mean, that's his natural spot. So not it's not actually of note, but like, all right, first time we're seeing him do that as a Yankee. So that's
cool. That would make more sense because no offense to him in the outfield. He looks a little shaky sometimes in the outfield. So first, he does see him at first.
He does like all the other parts besides catching the ball pretty well. Like that all passes the eye test. And then the end part just looks freaking weird. So that's kind of the Yankees lineup. I guess sort of what I'm watching for is that Bowers at first. Hey, does that look normal? It'd be nice to know, I guess, but also sort of like, dude, it's you, unless you go like nut job between now and whenever Stanton comes back, I think you're the guy, dog. I guess the Bader thing sort of saved. Maybe not. It's probably Franchy gone again and Oswaldo gone again between Donaldson and Stanton.
Are we surprised that Franchy got the call up over Florial?
No, Franchy's already on the 40 man. Florial's off.
That was a trick question. I was testing you.
Testing me. I'm going to tweet the pregame show link because
it tweeted out. Tweet it out.
Tweet it out.
When I would also be watching.
It's not going to be a pretty looking tweet. Tell the people what you're watching for.
Yankees could reach their high watermark. They have been 10 games over a few times this year. They can go to 11 games over. I like this. I know it doesn't mean a lot to some, but it means a lot to me. Damn it. 15 games over, 20 games over. I like those benchmarks. Today they can climb over 10 games over to 11 games over. With the win, it's already game 56, which is crazy to me. I feel like the season just started.
Right.
That scares me a little bit. Of course, what to watch for is the Aaron Judge show fully back on. He has now broke through the regional coverage and is right back into national coverage. Chris Rose and Plouffe had a nice discussion about it on Baseball Today about whether he's still better than Ohtani. That argument's going to rage on. And the longer that argument goes on, the longer you know that Aaron Judge is playing at an extremely high level. Two homers last night, robs a home run. So it's so much fun to watch Aaron Judge every single night. I don't know about you, but when he robbed that home run last night, I was watching in bed and I literally jaw dropped. Like,
that catch was pretty unreal.
Right? It's like home runs are awesome. We've seen home runs our whole lives, and those are cool as hell, of course. There's something about when he robs a home run where he's just like his whole torso is over the wall, and he does it so effortlessly. So to be able to watch Aaron Judge every night, I think that Yankee fans, I hope they don't take it for granted. So that's mine to watch for. As well as Nestor. Obviously, he's had a rough go of it. Great five-inning pitcher. It's the second and third time through the lineup, mostly the third time. Look at the third time through, David. 450.
The numbers are nuts.
450 with a 1.5 OPS the third time around. So I'd be shocked if he sees, unless he's got a perfect game going, that he sees the third timer through the order.
Yeah, we talked a little bit to Booney about it. If I'm being honest, when you read the numbers just now, my reaction in my head was, oh, those are better than I thought. So that says a little too much. I need Nestor to figure that out. I don't know if tonight is the night that's going to happen, but figure it out, man. Should we talk about the pitching path to victory?
There's a guy named Jimmy O'Brien in the chat. Hello, James. And he has a wrench next to his name.
He's wrenched up.
You can dodge a ball. You can dodge a wrench.
Welcome to the pregame show, Jimmy O'Brien.
Pathing
to victory. We mentioned Nestor Cortez on the mound. In the pen, the only two names that stick out as unavailable would be Ron Marinaccio, back-to-back days. Albert Abreu, 30 bullets last night.
Good.
Marinaccio would be nice to have him available because he's good. Albert Abreu, I don't think anyone is upset to hear he's out of the mix tonight. We sort of laid it out for Booney already today. Get Nestor out after five, two from King, Wandy and Clay. Bada bing, bada boom. Get out of
in a series. Yeah,
Yankee put out the lineup late, so a little bit speed running the path.
That's the path to me. I mean, it's very clear. And if you didn't catch the Talking Yanks episode with Boone, go check it out. I mean, it's very clear. Five innings for Nestor. Don't be the third time through, especially when you have King ready for two, especially when you have Wandy rested and Holmes. I mean, that would be a great path right there. Nestor, King, Wandy, Holmes, win a series, and then
Jimmy Cordero available if you need it. And then in a blowout, Matt Crook and Ryan Weber both still on the team. So
I would love to see Crook and the Web Dog get in there. One of the two tonight. That would be another laugher.
That'd be great.
Last night was a laugher.
Repeat last night's game plan, and I think we will be there.
Yes. Isn't it funny though? We were looking at yesterday's lineup, and I'm not to toot our own horn here between me and you, David. We said this is the type of, we've seen worse lineups. We've seen lineups of this ilk, and then the Yankees run out 8, 9, 10 runs. What did they do last night?
It feels like clockwork. And I get why it happens is like straight up grossed out by the lineup. And every time those are the lineups that turn in like a 9-run night. So the Yanks did it again. They did their devil magic.
Damn it. Mets are on behind me. Jolly is there with Jack.
Keeping an eye out for
Mets. 2-0 Mets. Sanga's pitching a great one. That's the Mets talking Mets. I like that path. Let's see if they can get to it. If they score a lot of runs again tonight and they hold Mariners down, maybe we don't see Kinger. Is there any guys that need to get in and get some work?
King, I guess if Nestor's good, they'll probably avoid him and he'll be like fully the plan tomorrow. But nobody else who I think we're saying has to get in tonight, other than just like some combination of these guys got a pitch. Right. I thought I had one more thought. Oh, I was going to read you the Mariners lineup because it was kind of funny when I just took a look at it.
Yeah.
JP Crawford is a lefty, and the rest of the lineup, Ty France righty, Julio Rodriguez righty, Teoscar Hernandez righty, AJ Pollock righty, Eugenio Suarez is a righty, Tom Murphy's a righty, Jose Caballero is a righty, and Sam Haggerty is DHing and batting ninth and is a switch hitter. So,
alrighty.
Just righty stack against Nestor. I get it. Couldn't even tell you off the top of my head who they're sitting that like would be an option instead.
Kelnick.
And he got roughed up last night anyway, so maybe this is what they would have done. Cal Raleigh, also a switch hitter, so sort of doesn't matter. I don't know if they typically do like a left-right split between the two of them.
Kelenic did have a rough go, but did you hear? I love Jeff Nelson because he's just like not like a lot of other announcers. He's a little rough around the edges. He's like, Kelenic goes running into the wall. Then there was like another Bowers hit one in the gap near the wall. And Nelson's like, oh, Kelenic wants no part of that wall. He looked at that wall and was like, nope, I don't want no part of it. Hey, avoiding that wall at all costs. Like Nelson is like, he's great. Like he has zero filter. And, you know,
I've been really enjoying him.
Yes, he's growing on me. And I think he's awesome. And I think he just wears it on his sleeve. He's just like a dude that's going to say what he thinks. And that's like kind of missing sometimes, I feel like, in broadcasting. But I kind of like Jeff Nelson.
He's honest. And I like that.
Yeah.
I think that brings us to the start of the second half of the show. Got there a lot quicker than we did yesterday, I guess, which is sort of the goal.
It's like a race to end this show before the first pitch.
Yeah. And that means it is the Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. We both turned in a nice performance yesterday, both on the board. Aaron Judge did hit two homers. So I am in the lead 2-1.
And he almost got DJ too.
Oh, DJ gave one a ride. Judge gave a third one a ride. Do I get credit for Judge taking one away? I don't. Sorry. But
no.
Then you get on the board with Jake Bowers again, and Willie Calhoun hit a couple balls hard as hell.
Willie had a great. Jake and Willie had an awesome. They're clearly like, hey, it's a battle between, like you said yesterday, it's a battle between one of us is going. So let's show out. And Bowers and Willie
potentially that can. There is now a path to both of them surviving this if they both get hot, which, hey, good for those guys, man. They can't say they've been good, but hey, they're
good last night
around.
Damn it.
They're giving an effort, man. I have the first pick tonight. I'm taking Gleyber Torres with that pick. And on my wraparound selection, I'm taking Willie Calhoun. That means you have your two picks unavailable to you are Calhoun, Bowers, and Gleyber Torres.
Calhoun, Bowers, Gleyber Torres. This is the thing. Do I want to get cute or do I want a point?
Do a little best of both worlds.
I'm going to get cute and say IKF. Guys on a homer streak.
I, honest to God, was thinking about taking IKF today.
IKF is playing amazing. He's playing. He has a role, man, and he knows it. And when he gets the homers, I love his little hop. He's got such a nice little homer hop. He homer hops out of Safeco. You know, first row.
Yeah, IKF. Damn. I like that. I forget. I don't think I said it to you. I believe I said it to Audio Jack and our own Jolly Olive, both of them at that Mets game today. I liked like three different IKF at shortstop plays yesterday. Pressure off IKF.
Dude.
Adequate shortstop.
He had that one play where he didn't double pump. The ball came out of his hand, the glove so smooth, and he whipped it over there.
He looks so comfortable.
Whenever someone tries to tell you that baseball, there's no mental aspect to it, bull. Baloney. You know, they give this guy a role, let him know he's playing the outfield, playing some center, playing some third, playing some short. You know, get a couple starts a week, obviously starting a lot more because of injuries. You know, I think the IKF hatred or the IKF tough, you know, it's gone.
Oh,
I think
totally past it.
Yeah, he's great role player.
This role is he works in, and I'm shocked at how you can be the backup shortstop if we need you to be. Like that. In one game, I went to that. That can change. But
I mean,
right now, I'm like, oh, yeah, if we send down Oswaldo and I to, you know, get right. And I think he will get right if he gets sent down. But if that happens and IKF is like the backup shortstop, that sounds fine to me.
Yeah.
In more good news, I would like to see that. I would like to see some of that.
See it once.
They've said he's been like working on it, catching a couple pens. I haven't seen a picture yet. More good news for you. That was the first time Isaiah Kiner-Falefa has been selected this year. So the inaugural pick. Someone had to do it. It's why he was on my mind, man. I was thinking about it. Plus, when I look at our scorecard, it his success rate, it would say like infinity percent, and it was kind of annoying me. Everyone else has like a normal number. I should tweet this sometime. It won't be right now. But you have one more pick. And it can't be Glaber. It cannot be Willie. It cannot be Jake Bowers.
I will go with...
And you already have IKF.
All right, sure. Pick the big man. Pick the big man. Pick the big man. Pick
him. Best of both worlds.
Best of, I went cute first, and now I'm going with the slugger, the guy, our guy, Aaron Judge. Number 99.
I like that.
Paul in the chat. IKF is an insane choice. Yes, it is. Insane. But he's going to do it. If he hits a home run tonight, then and you know what? My homer draft picks are, something's up, man. I'm going back to Vegas.
You got to get back to Vegas. And like, if we're being just full honesty, who else are you like really going to pick?
I was looking at Trevino.
DJ, Volpe, Trevino.
I mean,
after that,
all suitable picks. I mean, but IKF, he just looked at, his name popped out of me. Batting fifth, feeling himself. Got a little swag now. Not looking over his shoulder anymore.
When he hit that homer last week, that he kind of pimped. It was a week ago tomorrow, because I remember it was on 666 day for talking baseball.
Right.
I was like, this is trippy. He like had a little bit of swagger to him. It's like, that's not the IKF I know.
He swagged out.
So that was cool. Happy for IKF. He's been swinging a good bat. Flashing a little bit of leather everywhere
dead
he
center.
Goes.
If he hits the dead center, he never goes dead center. He either shoots it down the right field line, like hits the ball, or it's like a pull job. Dead center, then he's just the monster.
I haven't seen it.
He's a monster.
Okay. The over under, the over hits last night, huge for me. Huge for me. You were on the under. Which made sense, but just everything in my being.
No,
I don't know.
I didn't have the Yankees roughing up Bryce Mitchell.
Miller.
Because Yankees
he'd been effective.
Historically, Yankees don't do well when they're facing a pitcher for the first time. And he was on a heater, Mr. Miller. But I would guess tonight it's with Nestor.
It was 7.5 last night.
Six and a half.
Seven flat.
I think they, what do you think, Hugo?
I'm kind of like, I'm riding overs right now with these Yanks. I know I got an over wrong to end last series, but I'm sort of with them on overs sort of until further notice right now. And like Nestor's had his late inning struggles. So I'm sort of safeguarding that he, you know, gets clipped once. So
yeah, he gives up 3 or 4 runs probably tonight, and Yankees score 5 themselves. So
over. That gets you there.
Over.
And that would be our path. So that opens up the lane for our path. So we're both on the over tonight.
Over it.
We are over it. Final segment of the show. Is there anything you're seeing in tonight's game, a premonition of sorts?
Premonition. Let me look at the lineup. Last night, my premonition
like
did not. Well, BBD saw something he shouldn't.
I'm gonna try
saw.
To find something else, but I don't like
but,
what I saw.
Last night, I had Calhoun getting hit in the stomach with a curveball. The most detailed premonition I've ever put forth. It did not happen.
The detailed ones are more fun, man.
Offensively, I think Bowers tries to scoop one. Like Volpe throws one in the dirt, Bowers tries to scoop, and he just comes up really bad, airballs it.
We like notice that it's not Rizzo there.
Yeah, he like airballs one, and then he kind of like laughs.
That's tough.
Like no one else is laughing
because Rizzo potentially has saved Volpe a few and Glaber a few.
He'd do a negative premonitions, but sorry.
If it's what you're seeing, it's what you're seeing. I get it. I also kind of have a negative one. I'm just seeing Eugenio Suarez just rocking one. And I hate that I saw it. I'm praying that is just like a solo shot, whatever, we move on. but I'm just having flashbacks to last year. He had like a first inning shot against us that hurt my soul a bit. I think he hit one against us when we were in Seattle too. So good. It's just what I saw, man. Eugenio Suarez, good player, a lot of pop in that bat. I did see him giving one a ride.
I mean, it wouldn't shock me. Some righty is going yard today, whether it's J-Rod, who's smoking hot, hit one last night.
Yeah, he's hot now. Good for him. Fun player. But
very fun.
Wish he got – it'd be cool if he could get cold again for two more days, then get hot.
Yeah, we – at the warehouse during BB3 taping, we did over-under homers for J-Rod. I think he hit 28 last year. I think I said 33. And everyone was like, whoa, really that low? Like, I didn't foresee him having, like, this really huge slump he's had, but...
Yeah, it's just a slow start, but he's turning it around. Let me see where his overall numbers are at. He's been hot for, like, a full week. Homers again tonight. Dude, his numbers are they're creeping back up. 113 OPS plus, 762 overall. To put together another, like, you know, good 2 weeks, you can be back into the eights where you should be, and all of a sudden it's kind of all good.
There's probably a lot of pressure on him to be in the Home Run Derby and be part of the festivities this year.
Yeah,
since he's pretty much, I wouldn't say he's the Kelenic will probably make it in a reserve role if he keeps it up.
Yeah, I mean his numbers are crazy. They've come down a little bit, but like only a little bit there, but they're still. Really, I guess he is like the favorite to be their all-star. Yeah, Castillo probably gets in as a starting pitcher, but other than that,
is he pitching tomorrow?
I think we did see that yesterday, right? It wasn't the original plan, I thought. Yeah. Right now. Website I am using says Clark and George Kirby tomorrow.
Okay. So Yankees avoid Castillo, which is nice.
That would be nice.
Even though
let's win tonight and let win tonight. Clark That's what pitch I mean. Tomorrow with minimal worries. Clark's been sneaky acceptable for a little bit.
Yeah, he's turned a corner a little bit.
He hasn't had like a full like blow up get shit on game, so he wasn't ever fully on like my shit list. It's just sort of like you gotta figure out this lefty thing, mostly because for a while the Yankees were in a spot where there aren't other choices, so he's sort of there, but hey, it's been good enough. He's given them a chance to win.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see tomorrow. Like, but tonight with the pretty rested bullpen, like, go for the jugular, go for the series win. Who's staying up all night to watch? I don't know if I can. I feel tired. I'm gonna fight it. I'm gonna try to watch the entire game. Our first day back in the office today. I was really grinding, getting through a lot of content. And like tomorrow, we have another big day streaming all day long.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Big stream. Be on the lookout for that. I assume we're doing that from JM Gaming, right?
Yeah. And I played a blitzball game today. We took down Forgotten Ron. I did it all in one day, guys.
All in one
spoiler
day. Is there anything? Reminder for people: if you're listening, unless you're probably interested in when the series recap is. Again, it's not going to be. Tomorrow night, because it's a West Coast game, it would be us recording and being at the office till like 3 a.m. So it'll be a Thursday morning record. Be on the lookout for that. I would guess either 9 or 10, probably 10. Exact time hasn't been locked in. We love you. Enjoy the game. Enjoy all the baseball. Be nice to each other. Go say something nice in a comment and watch some other John Boy Media video.
You're getting a lot of nice comments in the BB3 last game.
Yeah. There was a home run prompt. So I'm going to be going back to that comment section quite a bit. I could use it. Love you all. Dan, I love you in particular. Okay.
I love you. I'm going to my bed. I'm out.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.